Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Well, love Bafetu, welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Bafetu, we bring you nothing but the best. And Tlanje, we've got another amazing vocalist, Usisiwethu Nobantu Vilakazi. Come to Usisiwethu.
Sanibonani. Bangibiza Nobantu Vilakazi, siphala phala sentombi, shasha pelaka shasha, phuma langa sikhothe. Let's go conquer.
Is
Lala. Oh mama.
Lovely, uyashisa nomlilo uyavuthape zungawothi zungawothi wena zungawothi zungawothi uyashisa zungawothi zungawothi wena zungawothi zungawothi wena.
Ay, 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 ay giazi felanga we ungangi la Kaba mina yas felanga we Kaba mina yas felanga we I love you darling I'm me giazi felanga we ungangi la Kaba mina yas felanga we Kaba mina yas felanga
Come on. Ebilisto kwa si busy, ena uli easy, alore. E mimi wena uwiki, uwaka spiti, batore. Ebilisto kwa si busy, ena uli easy, alore. E mimi wena uwiki, uwaka spiti, batore. Alore, aona kamu komu. Alore, aona kamu komu.
Shasha pilega shasha puma langa sigothi
umotete
ana asha
ah laba
ana asha
ah ena nama
aya shout out to Tushua, shout out to Devin Gogo, shout out to Vesica, shout out to FTS and Sean
Beezy.
Taking it to Gqom. Let's go.
Oh, Yeah. ekhaya kucimi navigator cela ningiriqueste cela ningiriqueste ngisalele ukanza wema angisabuye ekhaya kucimi navigator cela ningiriqueste cela ningiriqueste.
Buffet 2, you heard that dope, dope performance by Osisethu Nobantu Vilakazi. Siswam?
Hi, Papa.
Welcome to Groove Quartel.
Thank you guys for having me.
You've got a beautiful voice.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Take us through your performance here namhlanje, Siswam.
Today, I just decided to give you like a lot of exclusives.
Yeah.
Because most of the songs that I performed, you guys don't know them. And there's one that I dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is I'm featuring Devin Gogo, Viska,
sure.
Two Shorts, Shine Music and FTS.
Oh, nice. Take us through your musical journey. You've got a very, very diverse range as a singer. Obviously piano, but now you threw something in, so I'm pleasantly surprising. So if you can just take us through your journey from the beginning to where you are namhlanje.
I've been in the music industry, and it's a thing of timing and God's timing, because I cannot even choose when one blows up. I don't even feel that I've blown up.
It's just that
like a lot of people know me,
sure,
but I'm not really where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But to just summarize it, I started actually singing 2009. And actually, I'm lying. I started singing from a very tender age. I used to imitate Pavarotti, Yoyani, you know. Mm. And I grew up from a very musical family.
Yeah.
But being on stage and, you know, just being a musician or an artist, it started in 2009.
Sure.
I was part of a dance group called Hillside Dancers, and I was with Sarafina.
Yeah.
I was blessed to be the chosen one.
Yeah.
Because we all wanted to be Sarafina, so I guess I was just that unique. I could dance and I could sing. So, Bengu Sarafina. Fast forward to high school, I was part of a group. So we used to imitate the soil. So
nice.
Yeah. So I was in Zika.
Oh, okay.
And it started at Lasini. It went to assembly. It went to high schools. So when there's a memorial service or there's a funeral or there's something, because it's mostly sad songs,
yeah,
they would invite us and then we would sing. But the trio, I was the only one that was fortunate to like pursue the music
career and
really be a musician.
Yeah.
And going back to diversity, I'm diverse because I'm not comfortable in any genre.
You know?
I don't have a specific genre. Before it was soulful music, then there was deep house music.
Yeah,
I used to sing to deep house beats.
Yeah.
It was tribal. I have songs. I'm a tribal.
Yeah.
This isn't deep.
Yeah.
Now it's piano. So what's happening next?
Yeah.
Whatever that's coming, I'm comfortable
to. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm an all-rounder, I'm an artist.
Yeah, and I guess, Orale, so you've got a fantastic, fantastic voice. When you're performing Umlilo, there's a part, the spiritual component of your music, where does that then stem from?
I really don't know. Mm. Maybe there's something that I don't know. But even the trademark, it's something that just, that it's a feeling, it's something that comes to me and I do it.
Yeah.
It has never been planned. The first time I did it on stage, I did it. It was weird, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But when I stopped doing it, people continued
doing
it. And
yes,
I'm like, oh, people love it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let me just do it.
Sure.
And I did it for so long, but it only got its chance in Ngivulamlomo.
Sure.
And people that know Nobantu from back then,
yeah,
talking about Big Sky, talking about Citizen Deep, you know, Godfathers of House, like those people know that this thing has always been there.
Oh, okay,
you know,
yeah.
Songs that yeah. didn't make it.
Sure.
But I did that thing, Guyo, and Only Vulamlomo was the song that really like put me on.
Yeah.
And people started knowing that yeah. thing, Guyo, and
yeah.
it became my. How do I call it? Besides, it's my trademark.
Yeah. Yeah, you own it. I mean, you should
trademark.
Actually take ownership
yeah.
of that.
But it's
you started
a, way,
a serious thing. Yeah.
You know, I gave yeah. birth to a child under my piano, and I gave my piano another chance in life. So
yeah.
it's just it's a wave.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk Luzubo. I know we spoke a little bit off camera about it.
Yeah.
I'd just like you to please repeat that story in terms of how that particular song and what it does to you and what it's done for you as an individual.
It's a very emotional song. Mm. So Iluzugo, it you know during COVID times we couldn't visit people especially.
Yeah.
So my grandmother unfortunately waba kukoma for
sure.
2 months.
Sure.
And the day she woke up, they contacted the family and we couldn't go see her. So I had to write a letter to Netke. Just Guti, one of us must go see her and like show her that you still have family, you know? And we still here. So
yeah.
I and I was able to go see her. The day I went to see her, it wasn't the person that Uncle Seal, you know. I was very hurt, I was very emotional. And coming out of the hospital, I had this thing that I just need to write a song. Because she's one of the people that supported my music career from day one.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
she understood how I feel about music
yeah.
and Peluya non kulisile from
yeah.
3 months.
Okay.
So
wow.
she knows the Pavarotti days where
yeah.
they would
yeah.
make me stand the kitchen, my family gathering. So she really understood and I felt like I need to write a song for her, you know. Maybe manga izwa. Uzoba rides. You understand?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I called Sean because Sean had been longing for a studio session.
Sure.
So that day I'm like, Sean, let's hit the studio and
sure.
Sure.
We
went to the studio, we composed the song because they played a lot of beats for me, Notuske. But I was like, let's start something afresh, something that's gonna happen, give vibe, imagine the emotions that I have.
Mm.
And I didn't even write, I don't usually write,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
freestyle on the mic,
sure.
and you know, magic
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And Luzu was one of those songs. And at that point in time, I was in love with the person that I thought related, you know, to the song. Because the song talks about the love between my grandmother and grandfather. Because
oh.
my grandmother used to tell me all the time that if the love you receive is not the same as the one, ekhulisile, ngomkhulwako, then it's not the one.
That's quite
you know?
Profound. Eh?
And the one that I had at that moment, I thought it was the one. And writing that song, everything just merged and synced and became...
Hmm.
It made sense,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she couldn't hear the song. She passed away.
May her soul rest in peace.
Yeah, it's in peace because she's doing great things for me as
yeah.
an ancestor.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I guess Siyambonga,
yeah.
where she is, for nurturing and encouraging your music career because
yeah.
you've done amazingly well, you know? So what are the next steps, Siswam? I mean, we've got something that dropped yesterday, Singeliako. And you've worked with some people who are on the show before.
Yeah.
What are the next steps beyond this?
The next step or the only step that I'm going to take is to be great.
Okay.
I just want to be great.
Yeah.
I know I'm great. I just need people to like wake up and just see the greatness. You know?
Sure, sure.
Because sometimes... easy come, easy goes. I'm just grateful of the journey and gitatile, the ups and downs.
Mm.
I know there's still gonna be like rough roads, you know, but I'm willing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be the biggest thing.
Nice.
Mark my words. Remember this episode.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So the next step is to be great.
Pepette. Thank you so, so much for coming to Groove Cartel. We wish you all the best with your single, Yaizolo. We wish you all the best, you know, in the coming months, in the coming years.
The greatness of my
career. The, yeah, yeah, yeah. And once again, man, I think I'd like to reiterate the importance of ama voice afana nawenu. Because what you're doing for the industry, what you're doing for the genre is absolutely amazing. You know, when this genre started, we all know the politics behind it.
Yeah,
but nina figa nina buma sister na yeti ganyani, you know, so it's funu kukubonga. And having said that, there's your camera and kaluwaka your social media handles.
Okay, firstly, thank you so much for having me, guys. As I said, even while I was performing with Ngunobantu Vilakazi, his palapala sentombi, never ever forget that. Instagram, I'm Nobantu_Vilakazi, Twitter Vilakazi Nobantu, even though I don't, guys, Twitter.
How is that little game?
I don't. Yeah. My manager just takes
care of it. Sure.
But also Facebook, Nobantu Vilakazi, both personal and fan page.
Sure.
Yeah. Should I give him my number? Get that.
Ofetu, remember, we are still Groove Cartel. I'm still Esh Mopedi. We're signing out. Check on the next one. Awe.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.